Here is Jimmy Clitheroe in the 150th edition of The Clitheroe Kid. This week,
Forbidden Fruit.
Jimmy, I shan't call you again. It's 8:15. Jimmy, you'll be late for school. Jimmy, what are you doing in that bathroom?
I'm making myself smell nice for the music mistress. I'm washing me neck.
Oh, well, no wonder you've been in there so long.
Oh, very funny. How would you like a mouthful of wet flannel?
Look, are you coming down for your breakfast?
Have you cooted?
No.
I'll be down in 2 ticks.
Susan, is that wee scamp still in bed?
No, Grandad. I've managed to get him as far as the bathroom, but when I call him, all I get is funny replies.
Here, I'll call him. If you're not down here in 10 seconds, I'll come up and spank you. Now, what have you got to say to that?
Oh, Susan, how your voice has changed.
Just hurry up and come down here. Was
your breakfast all right, my dear?
Yes, thanks, Grandad.
Well, good. I'll get back in the kitchen and make Jimmy's breakfast.
He doesn't deserve any, the little nuisance.
Oh, well, what has he been up to now?
Before Mother went off this morning to see Auntie Hilda, she told me to turn out the pockets of Jimmy's other coat for when the cleaner's man calls. And guess what I found in his pocket?
Oh, no. You haven't been bitten by a white mouse again.
No, but last night he promised faithfully to catch the last post with a letter of mine. And this morning it was still in his pocket.
Oh, that boy, he put years on you. Is the letter important, Susan?
Yes, it's to Councillor Wagstaff, the chairman of the Civic Arts Club. It's my application to join, and it should have reached him today because they're having a committee meeting tonight.
What do they do at this club?
Oh, it's marvelous. Ballet, music, drama, everything to do with the arts. I've waited nearly a year for a vacancy to occur so I could apply for membership. And now my dear little brother's going to spoil it all.
Spoil all what, skinny ribs?
Now that'll do, my lad. You're nothing but a...
What's up, Grandad? Have you got a cold?
No, I can smell your toast burning. You go and sit at the table.
Right, Grandad. My, you're looking well this morning, Susan. Rosy cheeks, red ruby lips, flashing dark eyelashes. Did you do them yourself? Or did you get a firm of decorators in?
I'll smack you in a minute. Look, what's this?
Let me see. This is a letter addressed to Councillor Wagstaff, the Laurels Park Drive. Ask me another. Oh, heck.
Yes. Oh, heck indeed. You promised faithfully you'd post this for me last night. I even gave you the fourpence for the stamp. Where is it?
Well, there was this poor old tramp begging for cups of coffee and...
I'm not interested in the poor old tramp.
I don't blame you. It wasn't your type.
Look, I'll bet you spent that money when you went out with the Black Hand Gang. Well, wait till Mother comes home at the weekend. I'll tell her all about you.
Oh, will you? Well, I'll tell her all about you.
You'll tell her what about me?
I don't know. I haven't made it up yet.
You little horror. I told you this letter had to go off last night. It's very important.
Give over. It's only to do with the Daft Arts Club. What a mob they are. That go there. I've seen them. All beards and no socks.
Now, that'll do.
One fella had a painting he'd done. A woman with 2 left legs, a fig leaf miniskirt, 1 eye on top of the other and a hole in her head. You never told me you'd pose for a painter.
How dare you?
Oh, you struck me on the face. Now I'll have to wash it again.
Now, just you behave yourself, or I'll take your pants down and leather you.
That's right, Grandad, you tell her.
I'm warning you, Jimmy. Get in that living room.
But, Grandad, I...
Don't argue with me. You'll have your breakfast, and then you'll deliver Susan's letter by hand on your way to school.
Well, but I'll be late. I'll get 12 of the best, 6 of each of them.
Who?
Well, Whistling Willie and Hum Your Pete.
Who?
He means Mr. Grimble, his teacher, and the headmaster, Mr. Benson.
Oh, well, you'll still deliver that letter, my lad. And if you're late for school, it's just too bad. Now go and sit down while I get your breakfast.
Yes, Grandad. Anything you say, Grandad.
Thank you, Grandad. I'm off to the office now.
Right you are, my dear.
I should be back at about 6.
I'll have some tea ready for you. Now, to give that wee scamp his breakfast.
Morning, Mr. Sinclair. It's me.
Alfie, what are you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, I come in the back way.
Oh, pity. Susan's just gone out the front way. If you nip out smartly, you'll catch her.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want to.
You what?
Well, I do, all the time, but not now. No, it's her mother. Well, I don't want her. She wanted me to do a job for her. She asked me to get a new bottom shelf for a kitchen cabinet, so I've come to take her measurements. No, not the sort that you're thinking. No, I just want to run my ruler around her base. Measure it. No, the cabinet, not her. What time is it?
It's time you started to think before you speak.
Hey, do you know, my dad says that. Count up to 10 before you say it, he says, and I tried it. By the time I got to 10, I'd forgotten what it was. What's burning?
I think it's your tongue by the way it's going on.
Oh, look, it's under the griller on the plate.
That's Jimmy's breakfast. It's not burning. I was keeping it warm till I take it in for him.
Well, shall I take it in for you?
All right, Alfie, but be careful with that plate. It's hot.
Yeah, what did you say, Mr. Bub? Oh!
Never mind, Alfie. Just use the oven cloth, and I'll be in with his tea in a minute.
Yeah, right, yeah, Mr. Sinclair.
And about time. The service in this cafe is... Alfie!
Hey, that shook you. Your breakfast, Mr. Rooster. Get Wooster.
Eh? Hey? Oh, thank all the dears.
Not at all, sir. I've drawn your curtains and run your bath. Are there anything else, sir?
Yes, scratch my back, it's itching. Jeeves, in a few moments I shall require your services with a jolly old two-stroke. On my way to the jolly old school, I wish to bung a jolly old letter through the letterbox of one Councillor Wigglestick.
Oh?
Wagstaff is his name, in Park Drive.
Oh, I know his house, the Laurels. He's got a great big orchard full of apple trees, loaded there.
Oh, are they now? Could you manage an empty suitcase on the bike as well?
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, listen, this fella's a terror if you go after his apples. He chased me for over a mile.
Did he? I thought you seemed a bit breathless.
Yeah, well, Abel, shut up. No, I mean, years ago when I was like you. But not to look at, I mean, a lad, you know. And he chased me round his orchard over his fence and split me trousers on a nail.
And your end was in sight. Well, now you've confessed what a naughty boy you were. What are you doing here?
I've explained all that to your granddad. I'll pop round to measure your mother's bottom. Shelf!
Hey, Ozzy, while Whistling Willie's got his back turned, guess where I've been this morning?
Silence when I'm writing on the blackboard.
Councillor Wagstaff's in Park Drive. Oh, you should see the apples he's got. I could be ill for a whole year.
I said silence. Cease that whispering.
Oh, he's on form this morning, Ozzy. He must have had two lots of birdseed for his breakfast.
If I catch the boy who is whispering, I shall severely chastise him. Stand up, Clitheroe.
Oh, sir, me, sir.
Yes. Yes, you, sir. Was it you who was whispering? It usually is.
I wasn't whispering, sir. I was just breathing heavy.
Well, stop it. And whilst you're standing up, read what I have written on the blackboard. Slowly and distinctly.
Very good, sir. Ode to a Skylark by Percy Bysshe Shelley. Hail to thee, blithe spirit. Bird thou never wert.
Clitheroe, what was the meaning of that whistling?
That was the skylark, sir. I thought I'd read it with sound effects as well.
Stop this nonsense at once.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Now, continue from the blackboard. What comes next?
It's Mr. Benson, the headmaster, sir.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I didn't hear you enter, sir.
Ah, that's all right, Grimble. No, I wish to address the class.
No, certainly, sir. Sit down, Clitheroe. Pray go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, Grimble.
Here they go, Ozzy. The Morecambe and Wise of the teacher's common room.
Stop talking, Clitheroe.
No. Now then, class, you all know the name of Councillor Wagstaff.
Oh, I do, sir. Telegram Tom.
Telegram Tom?
Yeah, he talks like a telegram. Leaves out all the words that don't matter, talks very quick, lives in Park Drives, hates little boys, has a big nose. That's him, isn't it, sir?
That'll do, boy. Oh, Grimble, can you not keep this unruly your boy in order?
For the last time, Clitheroe, be silent.
Yes, sir, I won't say another twitter, a word, sir.
Good. Yeah. Now, the councillor has complained to me about the behaviour of certain boys. Yeah. Who have been generally making a nuisance of themselves around this property.
Disgraceful, disgraceful.
Quiet, Grimble.
Sir.
various offences have been committed, yeah. Such as climbing on his yard fences, swinging on his yard gate, and trespassing on his yard orchard.
Yeah.
I'm therefore issuing this warning, yeah. If any boy or boys from the school are found to be the culprits, yeah, they will be dealt with by me most severely. Now you have been warned, yeah. Carry on, Grimble.
Very good, sir. Now you all heard that. So if any one of you is identified as the culprit, he knows exactly what to expect.
Yes, sir. Six of the best on his hoonya.
One day I wanted to get home early for tea and your blooming bike has to break down.
You heck. No, I'm sorry we're having to walk, Susan, but I did offer to push on me pillion. And anyway, we're nearly there and I didn't want to take any chances. I've got something loose in my cylinder head.
You can say that again. I told you I got off work an hour early so I could do some cleaning at home. Since Mother went away to Auntie's, the place has been like a rubbish tip.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I noticed in the bathroom last night. Face powder spilt on the floor, two pairs of nylons dangling over the wash basin. Yeah, honestly, the things your Jimmy gets up to.
Right. I've been far too busy to do any tidying up. That's why I want to do it tonight.
Well, I'll help you all I can, Susan. Yeah, I'd do anything to help you. That's why I took Jimmy round to that councillor's place with your letter yesterday. And who's that fella?
What fella?
And that on the other side of the road there, waving to us with his big nose. No, not waving with his nose, waving with his hand.
Well, talk of the devil. It's Councillor Wagstaff. Hello, Councillor Wagstaff.
Miss Clitheroe. Yes, I was hoping I'd run into you.
Oh, good. This is Mr. Hall.
Who is? Oh, me. Hello, Mr. Devil. Councillor Nickstaff. Flagstaff.
Was it about my application, Mr. Wagstaff? You did have the meeting last night.
Yes. No news yet, I'm afraid. Matter deferred. Had a very large agenda. Decision next week. Not to worry. Leave it to me. Miss Clitheroe would appreciate your help.
Oh, certainly. What is it?
Looking for a boy. Surprised him this afternoon stealing apples in my orchard. Perhaps you can help me, sir?
But, oh, it wasn't me. No. But I was at work and I can prove it. I mean, it was years ago and I put him back.
Be quiet, Alfie. Can you describe this boy, Mr. Wagstaff?
Didn't get a good look too far away, but he was smallish, council school uniform, cheeky, had a great deal to say for himself.
Hey, Susan, doesn't that sound like you?
Don't interrupt, Alfie. Why do you think I could help you find this boy?
Ah, well, now I have reason to believe he lives here in your street, Lilac Avenue. You see, he went back in-house to get code to give chase, and on emerging, found these on floor near gate to orchard.
You mean that mucky old card and that pencil?
Yes, read card, sir, read it.
Do me best. It's all torn. Member of Black Hand Gang, Lilac Avenue.
Now read name scratched on pencil.
J-I-M. Susan, it's your homie leg.
Sorry, Alfie, my foot slipped. I really don't think I can help you, Mr. Wagstaff. Quite a lot of boys from the council school live round here. I'm afraid I must be getting home now.
Yes, of course. Sorry to detain you. See you next week regarding Arts Club, all being well.
Yes, thank you. Come along, Alfie.
I'll find the boy, rest assured. Intend to work me way down entire street till I do. Yes, good day to you all.
Hey, Susan, that card and that pencil. I wonder if they were Jimmy's.
I'm sure they were. He must have seen all those apples when you took him round there yesterday and decided to help himself to some this evening. If our Jimmy is the thief and Mr. Wagstaff traces him, well, that's the end of my application to join the Arts Club.
I wouldn't be sorry about that. I've heard about these artist blokes. They get young girls like you to pose for them in the... We know, lying on a... You could catch a death of cold.
Shut up. I want to see that brother of mine and find out where he's been. Come on, let's go in and see if he's arrived home yet.
Why, these certainly are nice apples, Jim. Nice and fresh.
They should be. I just got them. Have another one.
No. I've had two. Couldn't take any more.
Oh, you wouldn't say that if they were brown ales.
No. I've had enough, son. You'll have none left for yourself.
Oh, there's plenty more where these came from.
Oh, here's the thief, Alfie. And he's got the apples with him.
What?
Who are you calling a thief, Susan?
Not you, Mr. Sinclair. You've got them, but he took them. Jimmy, he's a thief. You're just a hedge, the fence, the receiver. Jimmy's call them.
All right, Inspector. It's a fair cop. I took them when Alfie was asleep.
Me?
Yeah, when you were in the chair, I unfastened your shoes. I put my hand in and stole your brains.
Never mind the jokes. You stole Mr. Wagstaff's apples, and he's looking for you. A fine chance I'll have of getting in the arts club if they find out my brother is a criminal.
Well, don't let them find out. What am I talking about? I'll thump you calling me a thief.
I hope you can prove what you're saying, Susan.
I hope she can't. I mean, I hope she tries.
All right. How long has Jimmy been here, Grandad?
Well, a few minutes. He was late leaving school.
I'll bet he was.
I was helping Whistling Willie with his homework. The boys, I mean.
Very likely. Mr. Wagstaff saw a boy from Jimmy's school running away with his arms full of apples at 4:30 when Jimmy was helping his teacher.
Oh, then it couldn't have been Jimmy, could it?
Oh, keep quiet.
You let him talk. You're right, Alfie.
Jimmy, I want the truth. Did you steal these apples from Mr. Wagstaff?
From Mr. Wagstaff? No, I didn't steal them from Mr. Wagstaff.
Well, where did you get them?
Well, where does anybody get apples? You buy them.
You bought apples to give away to Grandad?
Why not?
But you didn't have any money today, except for your bus fare. You tried to tap me this morning.
Yes, well, somebody gave me some money.
Who?
Who?
Yes, who?
Ozzy.
Ozzy? Is that the best lie you can think of?
Well, I haven't had much time to think. I mean, it's the truth.
All right. Show me your Black Hand Gang membership card.
His what?
Oh, it's no use you trying to join. We don't have daft girls in the gang.
You haven't got the card. You've lost it. And your pencil that has Jimmy written on it.
Get away. They're here in me pocket. Hey, I have lost them. How could you know? Alfie? You're going to marry a witch.
Yeah, I'm not married. Hey, don't you call Susan a witch.
Well, what shall I call her?
Call her a... Don't call her anything.
Just whistle for her.
Yes. No. Look, will you...
Keep quiet, Alfie. Now, what about this card and pencil, Susan?
Mr. Wagstaff found them outside his house, where the thief dropped them.
Oh, you mean after he stole them from me?
Did somebody steal them from you? Yeah, well, then he must be...
Keep quiet, look. Alfie.
Keep talking, Alfie. You know I'm as innocent as you are.
Oh, no, you're not.
You mean I'm more innocent?
Yes, I'm guilty. No, you, I mean...
Will you keep quiet?
It's too late. Now he's confessed.
Oh, dear, I hope that's not Mr. Wagstaff. It is. Alfie, get Jimmy out of here.
Oh, just a minute. If Jimmy's done this, he'll have to face up to the man.
Chances for the club? Not likely. Take him out the back, Alfie, before I open the front door.
Now, come on, Jim.
I'm not scared of old Wagstaff.
He's not that old and he's got a blooming big walking stick.
Now I'm scared. Let's go. Just a minute, though. Susan, you want me to go, don't you?
Yes, get out.
All right, I'll go just to please you. For two bob.
You'll go for nothing. Come on.
Get off me. Stop.
I won't. It's your own fault if I hurt you. Behold me, ankle!
What a carry-on. Who'd have a bloomin' grandson?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Wagstaff.
Yes, wanted a word. May I come in? Oh. See your brother?
Oh, yes, come in. My brother, you say?
Yes, got an idea he may know the thief. A lady informed me from same school. She added, if there's any trouble, Clitheroe will know about it.
Yes, well, this way, please.
Ah, thank you, yes. grandfather, I presume.
Yes, grandfather, this is Mr. Wagstaff.
How do you do, sir?
Pleasure. Know why I'm here? Apples stolen. Young boy from your grandson's school.
Yes, well, it's a big school.
Yes, and they all look alike in uniform, don't they?
Did you get a good look at my the boy?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, that's something. That's something that won't help.
He's gone. He ran out of the back and said he was going for some more apple. Hello, Mr. Big Stick. Wag Stick. Stiff Staff. Sir.
Who ran out of the back?
They're Jimmy. The dog. That's his name, Jimmy. Here, Jimmy. Nice, Jimmy.
You said it spoke to you?
Yeah, no. But you see, I can understand what dogs mean. Speak to them. Woof, woof, woof. You know, like that.
He's a little confused, Mr. Wagstaff.
Yes, there's something funny here. Suspicious, yes. You hiding it. Distinctly heard you say Jimmy spoke. Now you say Jimmy is a dog.
Who's calling me a dog? Hey, by these apples are smashing. Hello, Mr. Wagstaff. Have an apple.
You little monster.
Apples, eh? Ah, so you are Jimmy. Are you a member of gang, Black Hand?
Yes, me member. Me, Jimmy. This apple. You buy? 2 shilling a pound?
Jimmy, what is going on? Do you want to be in trouble?
Ah, so you're the thief. Came in to ask if you knew the boy. Now I find it you. Yes, I'm shocked at you, Miss Clitheroe. Lying. Certainly no room for your sort in Arts Club. Thieves and liars, no time for them.
Now, just you watch your tongue, mister.
Yes, you can't prove I'm a thief.
Can't I? Police can, though.
Police? Oh, heck.
Bring the police. Who's scared of them?
Jimmy, shut up.
I'm not scared.
Right. Enough said. Time for action. I'll have police here in half an hour.
Get them. Get the police. Get the men from Uncle, if you like.
Jimmy. Now, look, Mr. Wagstaff, surely we can talk this over.
Too late. Out of my hands. Only people for thieves are police. Goodbye. See myself out.
We'll see you in court.
Oh, Jimmy Clitheroe, I hope you finish up in jail for life.
If I do, I want to be with the bank robbers. Then I'll have my own telly.
Well, I don't think it...
Keep quiet, Alfie.
Just bark, Alfie. I'll understand.
Shut up, Jimmy. You don't seem to realize the trouble you're in.
Oh, maybe old Waggy Stick's the one in trouble. He hasn't got a witness. It's his word against mine.
And who'd be stupid enough to believe you?
Well, me granddad was.
What?
I mean, you believe me, don't you?
Of course I don't.
What? Well, that's nice. How about you, Alfie?
Well, I mean...
Alfie, you know me.
Yeah, that's true. I don't believe you.
Dear, will you come in here, please?
Yes, thank you. Follow me, Constable.
Yes, sir.
Like Mr. Sinclair, he fetched a constable.
Well, of all things, so you really meant it, Wagstaff. You've brought the police.
Of course, man of my word. I warned you and your young thief.
Just be careful what you say, Wagstaff.
Yes, sir. I don't think you should talk like that until I've investigated this business.
Yes, well, believe in being straightforward, officer. Say what I mean. Always willing to stand by my conviction.
Well, I think it's daft. All over a couple of bobs worth of apple. Here, I'll give you half a crown if that'll shut you up.
I'm afraid it's not that easy. Do I take it that you admit stealing these apples?
Oh, yes, I admit they were stolen. No, not me. I'm Alfie. I'm not in the Black Hand gang. Well, not really. They did make me an honourable member so I could lend them my football, but that was, you know...
Not him. Jimmy Clitheroe, his grandson. He's the thief.
Now, sir.
Would you please all sit down? I'm sorry, Mr. Wagstaff, but my brother's not here.
Ah, run away. Yes, that proves he's the thief, doesn't it?
Please, sir. Please, sir, leave it to me. Now, Mr...
Sinclair. Ah. Now, look, officer, we've all picked an apple or two when we were children. I mean to say that...
Now we see where the boy gets his criminal tendencies, don't we?
You're asking for a thick ear, my man.
What?
Oh, Grandad, don't make it any worse. It's bad enough that our Jim has stolen the apples without threatening to hit Mr. Wagstaff.
I heard that, Scraggy Neck.
There's the young criminal now. Arrest him.
Oh, don't be daft. This is Mr. Grimble, my teacher.
You really must keep quiet, Mr. Wagstaff.
That's right. If he won't shut up, I'll stick an apple in his mouth.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Yes, or I'll give you a damn good thrashing.
You'll thrash nobody.
No, and you watch your language. There's a lady here.
Where? Oh, do you mean Scraggy Neck?
Just a minute, please, will you all keep quiet?
Ooh, they're a noisy lot, aren't they, Mr. Grimble?
Yes, they're certainly, I mean, it's none of my business.
Now, about these apples.
Just a minute, before you start, I want you to meet with Mr. Grimble, my teacher, and my alibi.
Your alibi?
Yeah, these apples were pinched at 4:30, weren't they?
Yes, that is what you said, Mr. Wagstaff.
4:30, precisely.
Right, Mr. Grimble. Would you tell this mob where I was at 4:30? Precisely.
Yes. From 4 o'clock until 4:46, precisely, James was in my classroom under my constant surveillance. He was writing, "I must pay attention in class 200 times.
Good heavens.
Yes, so put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, Mr. Wagstaff, it seems that you were wrong in your accusation.
Yes, they all were, calling me a thief.
Well, I hope you're satisfied, you waggle stick. Son, I owe you an apology. In fact, we all do.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Jim.
So am I.
Yes, well, very sorry. Certainly owe you a profound apology, yes.
You owe me more than that. I've seen these things on the telly. I can sue you for deforming my character.
No, you could sue him for defamation.
Oh, that's two things I could sue him for, then.
Yeah, quite right, yes, I was entirely wrong. Bad show. Humble apologies, you know. Please, do accept this half crown. Hope you will forget.
Thank you. We'll accept two and a cake. All forgotten. Have an apple.
Well, that seems to be that, then.
Alfie, I'll forgive you as well if you run me round to Oz's.
Yeah, all right, Jim. So thank you.
Come on, then. Ta-ra, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Grimble. Any time the police are after you, just send for Jim. See you in class.
It was an unusual pleasure to find you innocent for once.
He's a funny fella, ain't he, the way he talks?
Yes, he is a funny fella, ain't he? Come on outside to your motorbike.
Yeah, right, I'm coming. You know, Jim, I still don't understand how your card and pencil got outside his house.
I left them there on purpose.
You what? You didn't steal the apples after all, did you?
No, Ozzy did. Well, he didn't steal them, really. They'd fallen off the tree. In fact, they were more or less in the road, and they'd only have gone bad. But Ozzy got in a panic. He'd just picked them up when old Waggytail started yelling, so Ozzy was off like a shot.
How did you find out?
Ozzy told me. You see, he was in such a flap, he ran back towards our school, and I met him when I came outside. He was frightened to death, so I said I'd save him. Ozzy gave me the money to buy some apples, you see. You see, I was telling the truth, and I ran to Wagstaff's and dropped me card and pencil outside his house.
You little twister.
Yeah, well, I knew if he caught me, I had Whistling Willie for an alibi, you see.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem right, but I suppose you were helping a friend. You were being unselfish.
Well, you have to help your best pal, Alfie. Anyway, come on, I've got to go and see Ozzy.
No, yeah, to tell him he's safe.
Yes, and collect the £5.
What £5?
The £5 I charged him for saving his skin.
You mean, you don't mean you did all this for money?
Well, can you think of a better reason? Besides, £5's cheap for saving him from Dartmoor. Just think how much Perry Mason would have charged him.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as Grandfather, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, Brian Truman, and Tony Melody. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
All the way to Ozzy's, Alfie kept on to me about me being mean. Oh, and I thought maybe he's right. After all, Ozzy had paid for £2 of apples, and he had to give me £5 as well. So when I got there, I did the decent thing. When he offered me the £5, I took it and gave him an apple. Ta-ra! Thank you.